Now, a lorry cab is the latest tool in the Gardaí's clampdown on dangerous driving. It's an unmarked HGV and it allows Gardaí to monitor drivers from a higher vantage point. And some have been caught doing all sorts of things in their cars. Well, our reporter Fergal O'Brien has been out with the Gardaí on the N7.
Roger. It was on his left leg there. He was texting while driving.
He's heading inbound down the N7. General traffic is now on his mobile phone.
Roger, Des, have him here now.
Do you know why he pulled you over? You're on the mobile phone. My colleague here in the truck can clearly see you on the phone.
So what was happening, we drove past him, I looked out and his phone was on his leg like that and he was reading a text or texting at the same time and he was looking up and down while driving so he could not observe the road or anyone around him and he could have caused the crash.
In a patrol car, you wouldn't be able to see that.
If you're in a patrol car, you wouldn't have been able to see that. You might have picked it up if you're driving a Jeep or if we were on a motorbike, you might have been able to look in, but otherwise you wouldn't have seen it if it wasn't for the truck.
It's a white Renault.
He's texting in the right hand and in his left hand is a carton of milk.
Directly behind the truck there now, he's texting in his right hand and the carton of milk in his left hand.
Roger, I have him now. I'm going to pull him over down.
Roger.
Well, we're joined now by Gardaí Inspector Peter Woods from the Policing Division in the Dublin Metropolitan Region. Inspector Woods, you're very welcome indeed to the programme. This is a pilot project. How many people have been caught since it began?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, we only started last month to roll out the project and we've done about 6 enforcement days since we started and we're averaging about 30 offences detected on a typical sort of 6 to 7 hour deployment. The vast majority of offences we're detecting are mobile phones, no seatbelts, and other sort of distracted driving behaviours that can cause serious injury and fatal road traffic collisions, which is what we're trying to tackle with this initiative.
Yeah, and what is that other distracting behaviour that some are engaged in?
Well, you see all kinds of behaviour. I mean, we can see people watching, typical one is watching football matches or watching Netflix movies on their laptops or tablets balanced on the steering wheel when they're sitting in traffic. You know, we see people eating their breakfast on their steering wheel in the morning when they're going to work. Any kind of behaviour like that, which, although not a specific offence in itself, can lead to careless or distracted driving. You know, that's what we're looking to address with this. And the advantage we have with the truck is that it allows us to see into all forms of transport on the roads. The elevated position we have in the cab lets us see into other trucks, other high-sided vehicles, and down into cars. We can see motorists sort of holding their phones in their lap or beside their knee, things you wouldn't be able to see from an ordinary patrol car. So it just gives us that extra advantage to try and tackle the problems we're seeing on the roads.
And how many of these HGVs do you have operational now? Is it just the one?
At the moment, we have one. It's part of a pilot project that we're just sort of finishing up the pilot stage. But based on the success that we're having with this, we possibly may get one or two more for the future. But the truck we have at the moment will be rolled out nationally later this year. We've done a few deployments already in Dublin and in neighbouring divisions. But it will be rolled out and deployed nationally later this year.
Where did the idea for it come from?
The idea has been around for a while. We do a lot of work with RoadPol, our colleagues in the European Roads Policing Network. So we've seen other countries like Belgium and Germany using trucks on the motorway network over there. Our colleagues in the UK use them as well. So when we were looking earlier this year, our Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman from Roads Policing and Community Engagement, when we were discussing initiatives to try and tackle the problems we're seeing on the roads at the moment, this was just one of the ideas we came up with. So we went ahead and purchased a tractor unit recently. And as I say, we've just finished a pilot project and we're having considerable success to date.
What do you think, Inspector Woods, when you see drivers doing some of the things that you've seen them do, whether it's watching a football match on a laptop when they're stopped or texting with one hand and holding a carton of milk with the other?
It's frustrating and it's disappointing, particularly when you look at the number of collisions and serious injury and fatal collisions we're having on the roads at the moment. You know, it's something, as I said, we're trying to address with this initiative and other initiatives that we're rolling out in the future. But it is disappointing, and we're just trying to get the message out to people that, you know, it won't kill you to put the phone down.
Mm. How do you change that culture, though? That culture, whether it's speed on the one hand, but also that sense of people thinking, drivers thinking that they are always in control and that they will be able to respond and react to whatever situation arises on the roads, that whatever happens to other people won't happen to them because they're better drivers.
Well, I mean, the figures show the stark reality of the situation, that serious injury collisions and fatalities are on the increase. It's not a problem that's unique to Ireland. Unfortunately, the issue seems to be global. But initiatives like this, the use of the tractor unit and other initiatives rolling out, can help address that and enhance our roads policing enforcement capability and try and get that message out to people that, you know, this is not acceptable behaviour.
And the people that you're catching doing this, because sometimes the focus can be on younger drivers, what age is the age demographic, the gender breakdown of the people?
It seems to cross, you know, all age groups and genders. There doesn't seem to be a specific group that we're looking at. I mean, we're detecting people of all ages. You know, there's no one demographic that we're targeting. Yeah.
So it's across the board. Well, look, thanks very
Absolutely.
Much for joining us this morning. That's Garda Inspector Peter Woods from the Policing Division in the Dublin Metropolitan Region.